Tonight, it's the Western Bulldogs up against Brisbane at Marvel Stadium in the AFL. The market with Tab has the Dogs $2.40, Brisbane $1.58, and the line is 9.5 there. The Lions are the minus, travelling to Melbourne. And, Loz, you mentioned the Dogs 0-2 under the pump. The Lions beat the Demons last week. You mentioned before the start of the season, keep an eye on a bloke called Will Ashcroft, young fella at the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, your mail's pretty good. He's the $2.25 favourite to win the Rising Star. I think you mentioned the Brownlow. But your mail...
He's only played one game.
Yeah, well, there
he's
you
only
go.
Played already. One game, and I reckon he would have got the three votes with his first game.
Potential star in the making.
Yeah.
Brownlow winner.
Yeah. Brownlow medal winner, mate.
First year.
He's a genius, this kid.
Now,
right, we'll see how he goes this week.
We're going to speak to Callan Ward from the Giants.
Oh, my God. Nothing.
Mate, I'll tell you.
Rising Star and Brownlow.
Mate, he'll win difference. The Rising Star, and he'll also win the Brownlow.
There and he'll also win the Brownlow as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Clarkie's bagging you.
No, I'm not. I'm actually, you know what? I'm in no position. I'm in no position to criticise. So I'm just... it's a big, big, big call, but yeah, until we see who wins the round, though, I'll keep my mouth shut.
I watched him play last week, and he is going to be a superstar, this kid.
Now, if you head to our Big Sports Breakfast Bets Friends channel on the Tab app, we have an exclusive offer on the F1 this weekend. We're going to speak to Damon Hill, the 1996 world champion, in about 10 minutes or so time. You can get $3 for both Red Bull cars to finish in the top three. Max bet is $25. Terms and conditions apply. So it's really easy to get involved. You create a profile, join the group, the Big Sports Breakfast group on Bets Friends, and you can copy it straight to your bet slip, that offer. And please, just a reminder to always think, what are you really gambling with? If you need free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. But time to talk some AFL now. The Giants, they've got Carlton. They host Carlton Saturday twilight. They're 1-1 after a 19-point loss in the West against West Coast last week. And joining us, well, he's in his 16th season in the AFL. Been sensational for the club and for the Western Bulldogs before that. Very early in his career, 272 games all up. Midfielder, expecting to play a bit more forward this season as well. Callan Ward. Callan, a very good morning to you.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Great to have you on the show. And started well against Adelaide, that loss to the Eagles last week. What's been your assessment of the first fortnight?
Yeah, it's been obviously up and down. We started pretty well, and then last week we lost to West Coast, so it's a disappointing game over in the West. And I guess a review from the game was just we had that really bad quarter in the second quarter where we let them kick 8 goals, and other than that, we actually won the other 3 quarters, which was pleasing. But yeah, just couldn't let the team kick 8 goals on us in half an hour, which was disappointing.
When you reviewed that then, Callan, what did you drop away with in the team's performance?
Well, it was just how easily we let them, you know, move the ball, and so our defense and our pressure wasn't very good, and then also our ball movement was ordinary as well. So I think mainly just our pressure at them.
And just on a personal note, you've had plenty of touches in the first 2 weeks. Do you still expect to play more up forward this season? How does Adam Kingsley plan on using you?
I don't know, to be honest. I've been in the forward line all pre-season. I haven't really been in the midfield at all until round one. We had some injuries, so I had to go in there. And then round two, we had an injury as well, so I had to go in there as well for parts of it. So I've started both games in the forward line. The plan's been to stay forward the whole game. So, I think I'll be forward line. I'm pretty sure I'll be forward line for hopefully the rest of the season. But if I have to play in the midfield, I'll play in midfield.
Callan, how do you combat this Carlton team? On fire, full of confidence. How do you stop them?
It's a great question. They are playing some really good football. They've got some really good star players in their team. So I think it's just a matter of us, playing the way we've trained all pre-season, which is a whole new game plan and style with new coaches. And hopefully we can do that, and then we can stop their big force and firing. Just I think just getting back to pressure and really good defense.
How long do you reckon it'll take you to get used to the new style of footy then, Callan? You know, I know you've got to bring that pressure every week and that's what the coaches demand, but is everyone starting to feel more comfortable with a different style?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll take a while, but at the same time, we only started it probably 3 months ago. It's a system that since I've played AFL football, I've never actually played. So I think AFL now is, very system-based. I think there's a lot of teams trying to do the, same thing. So it's just about everyone playing their role, in that system. So, it's one thing that if there's one or two players not doing it right, it's going to break down. So it's actually everyone getting on the same page and doing it. And I think that's the thing that's probably the hardest thing about it is everyone needs to be doing the right thing at the same time. So I think it might take a while, but I think our consistency is, getting better already, even though that on the weekend was only that one quarter where we didn't do it very well.
You mentioned that pressure and it didn't happen in that second quarter. I'm always interested to know when you lose sort of momentum in a game, or in a quarter, you know what is needed to be done, but it's not happening. How do you go about stopping that next time it happens?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's more about it's more about the leaders really stepping up and really trying to calm things down in times like that. And obviously on the weekend we didn't do that, and it took us too long to actually do that. And it's more about it's hard when teams are either trying to keep the ball off you or they're just running and gunning and kicking quick goals. And yeah, on the weekend it was almost a bit of both. So first of all, when they were just trying to keep the ball off us, we just had to try and get the ball back and defend a bit quicker.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that. Then other teams who try and score really quickly, you've just got to up your ante with your pressure, or you've got to stick your tackles. On the weekend, we only stuck about 52% of our tackles, which is extremely ordinary.
Callan, Aaron Cadman, the top draft pick, could debut this week. And what can we expect, I guess? What's unique about him?
Yeah, Cads has had a really good preseason. He's almost a bit like Jeremy Cameron, actually. He's a really rangy left foot kick. He's got elite skills. He's a guy that just goes out and has fun. He just really plays for his strengths. He's got a beautiful kick on him. He's really smart around the ball, and he can find the goals. He's a beautiful mark, and he just competes. So I think he's been used to playing on two or three guys at once because he's been such a dominant player in the junior ranks. So I think we can just expect a guy to go out there and do some really exciting things, have some fun, and just enjoy playing footy.
They're not going to help solve all the problems, but if Lachie Whitfield and Josh Kelly are back, they're good inclusions this week.
Yeah, they are. They're obviously some really experienced players for us, and two guys have done some really good things for us over the years. And, the more experience we can get back, the better it is for us. So, yeah, we're excited to have them back.
Big game. Hopefully a big crowd there at home on Saturday afternoon. Good luck, Callan. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, we're hoping to speak to 1996 Formula One world champion Damon Hill shortly. He'll be commentating for the 10 Network as it all happens there in Melbourne this weekend. And what a moment for Oscar Piastri. His third Grand Prix in Formula One at home. Grew up in Melbourne. Man. Hopefully that McLaren, they can just get the car right. Feels like it's the same old thing with McLaren. Daniel Ricciardo, issues there. He leaves. Another Aussie steps in. Car issues again. Fix the car, Clarkey. Come on, this is your domain.
If in doubt, blame the car, I reckon. I used to blame the cricket bat. Definitely blame the car. I think we've seen with a number of Australian drivers, you speak to any driver and they get super excited about the quality of drivers we've had. But yeah, we haven't had much luck with our cars, to be honest. But hopefully this can turn around.
And not far away is Damon Hill. And yes, Formula One racing is back this weekend in Melbourne, including all the support categories as well, across Network 10. It is all on over the weekend, and those Red Bull cars are favourites. And if you're just tuning in, head to the Big Sports Breakfast Bets Friends channel on the Tab app. We've got that exclusive offer on the Formula One this weekend, so you can get $3 for both Red Bull cars to finish in the top three, and they've done so in the first two races. The max bet is $25. Terms and conditions apply. It's really easy to get involved. So on Bet's Friends, create a profile, join the group, copy it straight to your bet slip, that selection for $3 for both those Red Bull cars, top three. And please, just a reminder to always think, what are you really gambling with? And if you need free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Now joining us, and it's great to have him on. 1996 Formula One World Champion. As I mentioned, we'll be commentating for the network, Network 10 this weekend for the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Damon Hill. Damon, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys too. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on our show. And just the Australian Grand Prix itself, what's unique about it? What are the drivers like or even dislike about it?
I don't know if there's anything they don't like about it. I mean, they might moan a little bit about some of the layout of the circuit that's more difficult to overtake or something, but I think, generally speaking, people just absolutely love coming here. We used to come at the end of the season, so it was a real holiday way to end the championship, long, hard season, and it ended in Adelaide, but then they changed it to Stark in Melbourne. And we've learned all about Melbourne, so we're working our way around the country, but I think we're here for a bit. So I know you're in Sydney, aren't you? But we're not coming to Sydney just yet, as far as I know.
Damon, what are conditions like over the weekend? What can we expect weather-wise and circuit-wise?
Okay, so I've got my weather map app, and it's telling me, at the moment it's not raining, but it's been chilly and it has been wet yesterday. And typical Melbourne, it does change a lot. But
yeah,
I think there's a system coming. I think Saturday could be wet, which would be good because qualifying will be treacherous and will shuffle the order a little bit. But Sunday looks like it's going to be sunny. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge for them all.
Well, Damon, we're very parochial here in Australia and we've got our own Oscar Piastri driving. Can you tell us a little bit about him and how do you think he'll handle the extra pressure of being his first drive on home soil?
Yeah, the thing, these young guys are so well prepared. By the time they get to F1, they kind of know how to deal. They know the job. They know what they're there to do. And he looks extremely relaxed. I did the Jeddah Grand Prix in Saudi Arabia, and I was watching him quite closely. And he seemed very together and comfortable with everything. And that's really a good sign because the information they have to take on board is huge. So they're pretty stressed work-wise, but he looked pretty relaxed and he drove well. So off to a very good start. He's got a good mentor in Mark Webber who's looking after him, so another Australian. And he's going to get a lot of attention. And I just hope he laps it up and doesn't feel the pressure too much or of expectation. But I know he'll want to really deliver here.
Can anyone stop Red Bull? And why are they so dominant, Damon?
Yeah, they've got this guy called Adrian Newey. Now, goes to great lengths to say it's not all his work, and they have an amazing team of designers in there, but they're able to see through regulation changes, it seems, better than other teams. They see loopholes, they see opportunities, and they just design the most incredibly beautifully effective cars, and it's been getting better. At the start of the new regulations was last year, and now it's the second iteration of it, but it's just got better, and the rest of the teams, all they can do is look at what they're doing and try and work out if they can catch them, because it's going to be difficult now.
Yeah, just on the other side of it then, Damon, has there been a team or a driver that's disappointed you so far this season?
Yeah, I think that it has to be the Mercedes team have not really made a step forward in the way that they had hoped and the way we hoped. So, and Ferrari, in some senses as well, have not really done the same either. So the guys you'd expect to bring the challenge to Red Bull and actually be up there changing the order at the sharp end, they've not managed to do it. But the opposite is true of Aston Martin, who kind of outperformed. They've performed out of the skin, and it's really exciting to watch this guy, Fernando Alonso, who's 41, still hungry as ever. He's such a cunning old fox, and he's quick and determined and still ultra competitive. So it's been brilliant to see this new team arrive on the scene and shake up the order of it.
Damien, can I ask, where do you see Daniel Ricciardo's F1 career? Do you ever see him coming back?
I think it's going to be hard to get back in. That's the truth of it. We've seen people like Nico Hülkenberg leave the sport and then come back and be what he used to call super sub, because he would be called up whenever they needed a driver to come in. And now he's got a full-time driver at the beginning in Formula 1 with Haas. So it's not impossible. And as long as Daniel positions himself in the right way, but they've got young drivers also in the lineup that are probably ahead of him. So he's not the official reserve driver as far as I know. So it's difficult for Daniel. I wouldn't write him off just yet. I think he's still got potential.
We're speaking with 1996 Formula One world champion Damon Hill. And Damon, coming back to Australia, I've got to ask you about your memories here driving. Great memories in 95 and 96, winning, I think it was the last Grand Prix in Adelaide, the first one in Melbourne. But I've got to ask you about 94 in Adelaide. Going into that final race, yourself and the great Michael Schumacher, who led you by 1 point in the championship, and what you both crashed out, which handed Schumacher the title. Sorry to bring it up, of course, but what are your memories of that day?
I can remember it pretty clearly, but I'm always being reminded of it. So it's something that it's like having a flashback. So, yeah, it's of great interest because it was so controversial. And although I lost the championship, I was awarded Sports Personality of the Year, which is a uniquely British thing to award someone who lost an award in sport. So it wasn't all bad, but people were outraged. It was very like Abu Dhabi. So when we had Abu Dhabi with Max and Lewis a couple of years back, people were not happy with the way that ended. People were furious, actually. And I got a sense of what it might have been like for me because I was in the thick of it. But I got some great advice from Barry Sheen when I was down there in 94. He just watched it all unfolding, and after the race, he came up to me and just said, "Don't see nothing." And so I didn't say anything, and I'm sticking to my line.
You really did compete in, I think a lot of us still think, is the golden age of the sport. Alain Prost, obviously, Ayrton Senna, Schumacher, etc. Who, in your opinion, was the best driver, the greatest talent from that golden age?
From that particular golden age? My hero was Nigel Mansell. Mm. And the reason, maybe it was because he was British, but for me he was an entertainer. And he was every bit as quick as, Senna and Prost and DK. And he was drama as well. I mean, some people thought he handed up a bit too much, but, God, we loved him. He was just so much fun to watch and so brave, phenomenal driver. And because he's British in Britain, I think there was a little bit of snobbery against him, really. I think there's a reverted snobbery, and people didn't give him the credit that he should have got because Williams understood how fast he was, Patrick Head and Frank Williams. They loved him. They thought he got everything out of their cars, and that's what teams want. So, put mark to Nigel.
All right, legend of the sport, no doubt about that. We really appreciate your time this morning, Damon. Enjoy your time in Australia, and good calling there for the Grand Prix in Melbourne.
Lovely. We're all on live, I think, tomorrow, and be covering everything over the weekend on Network 10 with the team. And Alan Jones as well. I'm looking forward to chat with him.
Great stuff. Thank you. Damon Hill there, and it's on Network 10, of course, over the weekend. The Australian Formula One Grand Prix with TAB. Max Verstappen's $1.30, and his Red Bull teammate Sergio Perez, $5.50. And then you go to the Aston Martin of Fernando Alonso at $10. For the patriotic punters, well, Oscar Piastri, as you can imagine, his big odds, 300-1 to win the Grand Prix, or to finish top 10, $3 you can get to finish top 10. Maybe that's the bet. Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Just some news around the traps, and we'll have Mossy on tomorrow, of course. But Daniel Arzani, his season's done at MacArthur. The 24-year-old has an ankle injury, which was suffered during an internal match on the weekend with, obviously, that international break. Remember, he was a member of the 2018 World Cup squad. and has made 19 A-League appearances this season. Just had, it seems like he's had injury dramas for a while now, Daniel Arzani. In athletics, well, it was a big story to emerge yesterday. Peter Bowl, the Sydney Morning Herald, revealed that two independent labs concluded that he didn't use the banned substance EPO. And he spoke yesterday on the Today Show, and well, he says his first priority is to get a public apology from Sport Integrity Australia, whose investigation is continuing, and to ensure it never happens to an athlete again. And the Australian Track and Field Championships actually start today in Brisbane. Peter Bowl won't be there, but gee, after all this, after all he's gone through, for then two independent labs to come back and say, no EPO there. And for all the damage this does.
Yeah, but you don't know when he had those tests taken. Like, you could, I think you just got to let it run its course before you start jumping to conclusions about what's happened. As much as we don't want him to be tested positive, if it was a clear-cut no, then there wouldn't be still an investigation going on. So I think we still need to keep our powder dry.
Fair enough. In cricket, the squad was named for the Women's Ashes later this year. 19-year-old Phoebe Litchfield from Orange is amongst it. Grace Harris is also there, though she's most likely to play the shorter formats. She was super in the recent Women's Premier League in India. And in the NBA, Josh Giddey had a NBA career high 31 points, but Oklahoma City still lost to the Charlotte Hornets at home as well, 137 to 134. And a shout out to Xavier Cooks, who scored his first NBA points late in Washington's win against Boston, a 19-point win as well. So some weird stuff going on in the NBA, only a week or two away from the playoffs there. We've got stacks of texts here to get stuck into. People's Publican at Queanbeyan, I agree with Raider 88. Young Ashcroft from the Lions is a freak and a Brownlow bolter. I'm a Lions fan, and we're the goods this year. Whiten to wink a new 3-year deal with the Raiders in coming weeks, says the People's Publican, Loz.
Well, there you go. He'd have his finger on the pulse down there in Queanbeyan, so that'd be good news if Jack is able to sign that new 3-year deal with the Canberra Raiders. That'd be great news for the Raiders. They'd be very happy about that if that comes to fruition.
How optimistic are you?
Oh, I think they'll sign him.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think they... He's an important player to them. He's been there since he was a kid. The only way they'll lose him if Jack wants to go. Mm. If he really wants to go. If he wants to go and live in another state, or he's just had enough of Canberra for whatever reason, that's the only reason I think they'll lose him. They won't lose him because of money. They won't lose him because of anything else other than he just wants a change.
Morning, boys. In regards to Will Ashcroft, he has a younger brother named Levi coming through the system too. Very talented family, says Craig. G'day, lads. Opening day for Major League Baseball tomorrow morning, our time. From just after 4 a.m, a 5-leg head-to-head multi-tip. The Yankees, Atlanta, Tampa, San Diego and Houston paying $7.55. Azza, good on you, Azza. Time to talk some more racing. We've got Brad Davidson on the line from Sky Racing. G'day, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And starting to go through the form for day one of the championships, no doubt. Giga Kick favourite in the TJ Smith. I wonder what price Nature Strip will start. How do you think the bookies will treat Nature Strip?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, guys. They've definitely taken a stand already, $4.50 out to $5.50, the tab bookies. And I think he might be one, guys, that does continue to drift. We spoke briefly about it yesterday on the show, and we know his best is probably better than these, to be honest. But he is getting older, and I think it's fair to say this year, and even towards the end of the spring, take out his first up run in the spring, and everything since then, he's just been a bit below par since returning from Royal Ascot last year. So we know going away from home's never easy, and being an older horse now, we've seen it with Eduardo as well. He's just starting to taper off a bit. It's hard to stay at that top level for so long, as those two horses are both done. But there's got to come a time where they do start to their ability to sustain it at the top level just starts to ease off a bit. And I think we're seeing that with those two horses. They're never ride-off champions, and I think Nature Strip is in that category. But Saying all that, I think the bookies will take him on this weekend. Giga Kick, obviously your firm favourite after the slashing run first up, where I think if he didn't get sort of interfered with at the start, he would have been right there in the finish, and it looked a perfect TJ Smith trial, really, for what they would have liked to have seen there on that particular day. And he's been kept nice and fresh since then. He looks terrific. I saw a picture of him yesterday. So no doubt the horse to beat, but I think there's a few at odds, the likes of Private Eye and horses like that are ready to run really well too. So fascinating race, that's for sure.
What type of track are you doing your form for?
Yeah, Loz, I think we can safely sort of think a bit better than what we were thinking maybe at the start of the week. Still a soft six this morning, but, you know, 25 degrees today, 25 degrees tomorrow, and then I think around 22 on race day. There is a chance of a few showers on the Saturday, but the next 2 days will clear. So I think heading into Saturday, we should be back close to a good four, really. And then it'll just be a case of if we get rain on race day. So I think a lot of people were looking at wet tracks, but I think we can reassess now and think, you know, good four, soft five, a little bit of genuine give out of it, but very fair track. And those that like better surfaces, I think you've got to come right back into calculations.
Who have Racing Victoria charged with betting offences?
Yeah, they've levelled a charge there yesterday, against jumps jockey Aaron Mitchell. Mitchell allegedly made or facilitated 311 bets on Australian thoroughbred races through a betting account last year between May 26 and December 14. He hasn't ridden since August last year, and none of the bets placed were on races that directly or indirectly involved Mitchell. So that was the news out of Racing Victoria there yesterday. So we'll wait and see what happens with that over the coming weeks.
Okay, mate. Looking forward to getting your mail tomorrow. Thank you.
No worries, guys. We'll have a chat about all the four big group ones and all the races on Championship Day. Look forward to it tomorrow.
Ginormous Racing HQ coming up with Dave Stanley, who has joined us in the studio. And Dave, let's get to business because we have a multi.
We do.
Over to you.
Morning, Middo. Morning, Pup. Morning, Loz. Yesterday, yes, we just sort of came up with that fleeting idea of creating a top four multi in the four big group ones based on a selection from the four of us. Now, as we know, we've got the BSB team on Bets Friends, which is on the Tab app. For those that don't know where to go, if you just click on the racing icon on the bottom of your Tab app, which is the horse head, you will then see at the top of the screen, Bets Friends. You click on that logo and you can then join various teams. So BSB obviously have a team. You guys share your multis and share your bets and selections from your guests and what you like, Loz, and what Pup likes in the cricket, Middo, etc. We've got our own Racing HQ team, myself and Luke. Join that now.
We're not in competition, though, are we?
No, no, we're all the same family.
Hang on, hang on. Are you using us
as a platform?
As a platform?
Not really. Am I?
Are we in competition with this?
No, we're not.
No, not yet.
You can be if you want, Loz.
No, I won't be in competition.
No, well, Loz, you're a part of this multi, so you've got to cheer at home. So,
of course I will be.
So there's
I've got the Derby winner in there.
Well, which is Sharp and Smart. So Loz has picked Sharp and Smart. Pup's picked Cylinder, so Sharp and Smart in the Derby. Cylinder, Pup has picked in the size. English size to run top four.
Come on, Cylinder.
Middo's picked Converge.
In the
best backed runner in the Doncaster, Munsey tells
top
me as
four.
Well.
Top four, Cylinder's running top two. What are you talking about?
We've gone top four.
Hey, that's easy.
And
top two.
And I wish I win to rattle list. Home in the TJ Smith to run top four.
So these are all to run top four.
All to run top four.
This is a great bet.
$15.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if $15. One of us lets us down.
So a max bet of $15 on there. But the only way you can find that particular bet and that option is by joining the Racing HQ Bets Friends. So $15. $15, Loz.
Get in there.
Oh, that's good. I hope everyone jumps on.
So it's open now.
Open right now. I don't know how long it's going to be open for. Like we said yesterday, you can get involved, but because it's a very good price, put it this way. If you just took them all standard in a multi to run top three, it'd be $17. This way, it's $15 top four. And as Glenn Munsey always says, there's no deductions in that price. All of the horses must start. So if one of those horses unfortunately doesn't start, obviously bet void, refund, etc., like all the multis. But that is something where you know, they've been quite friendly to us. They must be keen to take on some of those horses. So
I've just been told it's also on the BSB Bets Friends.
It's also on BSB Friends. There you go.
It's just, you weren't going to let people know that.
Well, I wasn't told it was on there as well. So
Will's just said that.
Ah,
we're in competition now.
Very good. Isn't it good? We're all under the same umbrella, hey?
We love each other. What about until
him? What about him?
But that's the way to find it. So if you head to either the BSB Bets Friends or the Racing HQ Bets Friends,
beautiful.
You can
you're
get
out
involved.
There Saturday too, aren't you?
I am. I'll be there on Saturday. Well, Luke Marlowe hosts Racing HQ from 6:30.
Yep.
And then, yeah, myself and Luke will be on track, and weather looks outstanding. I got sprayed, apparently. Well, I got sprayed yesterday because...
Why?
Apparently, my weather report was wrong. Apparently, it's going to be...
Oh, do you not take me those?
Well, apparently, it's going to be really, really heavy rain on Saturday. It's going to be the worst day in the world and all this sort of stuff.
What?
But from what I was reading...
Not.
From what
not
I was
a
reading...
cloud in the sky, mate.
That's
it's
what I mean.
24, I know. Not a cloud in the sky.
So, that's what I... believed what I could be doing. So I was just reading what the bomb said.
High chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon / evening.
There you go.
25 degrees, maximum possibility of 5 mil.
But I always like when they put that little sun. There's a little, see how there's not pure cloud. There's a sun behind that cloud.
I'm getting possible 1 to 5 mil. That's
exactly.
That's nothing.
What?
What do you reckon's behind the cloud?
Well, no, the sun on the graphic. You've got to be positive. No, I'm sick of this negative. Imagine like...
Yeah, I know.
It's just negative.
Negative Nellies, mate.
Now, Peter Snowden's going to join me this morning. Chris Roots, Clayton Douglas, Julia Sandu, Kerry Parker, Ben Hayes, Stephen Marsh, and Phil Roberts. That's our lineup this morning on Racing
strike.
HQ. Yes.
Good run in the new market.
Was a good run.
Very good run. What price? $21?
Yeah,
I think
big odds. Big odds. But would you rather be on him or would you rather be on I Wish I Win?
I Wish I Win.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. With a bit of speed, and there's going to be a lot of speed in that race. Obviously, Nate Strip will be carving out some good sectionals. I just feel as though he's going to get to the top of the rise, this I Wish I Win, and just launch.
Right.
It's passive aggressive. I can't stop ignoring. I can't ignore it either. Passive aggressive. 5 wins, 6 starts, 1 at Randwick. I know this is taking on serious, serious horses. Lost and running, $34 yesterday, now $15 chance. I mean, this card, the whole card,
very
is
much
as
so.
Good as it gets.
It is as good as it gets. And then also, too, we've got next week. We've got day two of the champs, which we'll see, obviously, Animo and our best weight for age horses throw in, you know, due by honour in the Europeans. And then also we get to see Unicorn Line, the Japanese horse. So it is a treat for us over the next couple of days. We're going to give away on the Racing HQ as well this morning. We had a competition with the Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, I had 2 tickets to give away to the best celebration videos. So we're going to do that at 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Brett Devine will join us when we're live at Randwick. And we've got some more tickets to give away. So if people are getting those sort of itchy fingers and want to get to Randwick on the weekend, haven't made the purchases, you can get involved. Now... just how you we had a text before we get to the news. I know we've got 2 minutes. How do you join the Bets Friends team, whether it be Big Sports Breakfast or Racing HQ? Pretty simple. Open your tab app, Loz. I'll talk you through it. Open your tab app. You'll see the home page where it's got all the various options for everything.
So open the tab app.
Open the tab app.
Well, in the middle it says promotions, Bets Friends, today's racings, today's graze. It's right in the middle there.
Exactly. Down the bottom, click on the racing icon. Gee, your internet's bad in here, Loz.
Yeah, I know, mate.
The racing icon.
Yep.
If you click on the horse, the horse's head.
Yep.
And then what's that right at the top of the screen on the left-hand side?
Bets
Friends.
Friends.
Click on that.
Yep.
And then you'll see all the different teams that are available. There's a BSB. There's Racing HQ. There's Sky All-Stars, which is all of our tipsters. Ron Duffy, Paul Joyce, Brad Gray, etc. There's others as well. I think you're another one too, Loz, for the rugby league.
We've got NRL Central, there's AFL Central. There's a lot of them, Dave.
It's pretty much just an easy way. And for people that are wondering, well, what is Bets Friends? It's just an easy way for you to find what we're talking about. So you're not scrolling through hundreds of thousands of markets.
And if you like them, you can just click on and put it
click
straight
on. Click
on
add to bet slip and away you go.
Yep.
Obviously, gamble responsibly. Chances are you probably will lose. But if you are winning on that day, you beauty. And that's the best thing about Bets Friends. So... it is approaching 9 o'clock. Big Sports Breakfast will be back tomorrow.
We'll be at Randwick.
How good.